some special guests in the show this morning. I thought I'd bring these two boys in just for you, Ali, because
Thank you.
Need to expand your horizons as much as you're trying to do the same for me.
Yes.
The Night Watchers Paranormal Group, massive on YouTube. I mean, it is really like they're as big as any TV channel out there. Pete and Dan, welcome so much
Thank
to
you
the show.
Guys. Thanks.
You're in season three of your current show, which is taking you through various, you know, trips into the underworld with,
some of the places.
I love it.
Underworld.
I love it, and I'm slightly scared.
Well, you should be, because these boys go into cemeteries, they film their experiences, they go into houses, they've gone into, what was a restaurant in Gympie you went to a couple of months back?
That was Kingston House.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
That was the buzz of the town. People going, oh, there's some ghost boys here.
That one, Kingston House, was the first time Dan saw an apparition.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and so did the owners. So.
Yeah, first apparition I ever seen. Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Basically, the door was open. It was ajar, probably, a couple of inches, and I looked outside, and it's a decking area where no one's actually meant to be. Like, there's no one there. And I looked out, and I saw someone peeking in. And I'm like, moving around. I'm like, okay, what's going on there? So then it went. And then I said to the owners, or the management that was there, I said, is there anyone out there? Is there anyone meant to be out there? And they said, no. And I said, I just saw someone. And they said, yeah. We see him from time to time too. He'll just stand there, he'll walk past, he'll look in, and then keep moving. And
so what did it look like? Just a man?
That hard to tell because it was so dark. But okay. it looked like it was wearing a coat.
Mm.
And you can't really see the features because it was dark, for one. And two, it was pretty far. But I'm looking, and you can just tell that it was a person, a human.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm looking, and I'm like, no, that doesn't look right. And then I said to these guys, I'm seeing someone. And they said, yeah, no, people see him all the time. Yeah.
Did you freak out?
Not so much freak. It was more like, whoa, hang on, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? Anyway,
because first you think it's a stalker. You think, is it just someone who's, following us or something?
Yeah,
and looking
just
in the window?
A stalker.
No, because your mind goes to the rational first.
Yeah, it does. You do. You do think of the rational things first, you know.
I think for us it was, because we've been doing this for so long now, it's when we see something, it's excitement.
Yeah.
It's not a fear. It's like, oh, awesome, we've caught something. Let's go investigate. Let's go into it and have a look a bit further. But, yeah, for him to see his first ghost was pretty exciting for me.
Yeah.
Just to see his experience, he's like, I think I just saw my first apparition.
Yeah, if you watch that video, it's towards the end. You'll see my expression. And you can see me. I'm looking. You can see, because the camera's pointed at me, you can see me looking out the door like something's caught my attention.
Yep.
And then you just see the reaction. I'm like, what? You know. Yeah.
So what made you get into, I guess, ghost busting or ghost finding? What made you both get into it?
Well, you can go.
I think for me, having personal experiences when I was younger that I couldn't explain and couldn't rationalise in my head really made me interested in that side of thing. And then with having a friendship with Dan for so long, and then him approaching me saying, let's start this YouTube channel, let's get into this, and then doing the food videos first, we've flipped over to, because we've got both a big interest in the paranormal, we thought, oh, why not? Let's do it. So I just want to, I know we both want to find the truth out there. What's out there, you know? And that's just pushed us and pushed us.
Yeah, there are a lot of YouTube channels out there and would say ghost hunters. I don't even want to give them the title paranormal investigators. They will actually do everything and hype everything up for TV, for YouTube.
Yeah, that's not
us.
Genuine.
No. And that makes a bad name for people like us, because we're actually out there trying to find the truth. So if we go to a location and nothing happens, we'll still put that video up. Just like, and edit it the same as if it was a, full on activity. But, and if there is something, we put it up as well. So but there's no, discriminating between them.
Yeah. The latest episodes is in Yamundi, a place we're all familiar with, Joe's Waterhole.
Yep.
That experience there, I mean, I haven't heard of any stories other than, inebriated people over the weekend causing hassles there. But, tease us about what you experienced there. Because that's about to come out, that video.
That one's out already.
Out
the
already,
one that's just come out is Irina's house up in Gympie, another one in Gympie. But with Joe's Waterhole, sad story. Basically, a young gentleman hung himself in the pub, and one of the bar staff found him. And he was a troubled young man. But with the experiences there, like, I'm even getting goosebumps talking about it. The experience we had there was phenomenal.
Mm.
Like the K2 meter, you got to watch that video. It was intense, to say the least.
Well, we were doing a sensory deprivation session. And basically it's where you got your headphones on and a blindfold, and he's listening through to the spirit box, and I'm asking questions in another room. You can't see it on the camera, but Pete said that the table started shaking and rocked like someone pumped it. And he was the only person in that room. We have an owl. It's basically a...
Owen.
What do you call it? Yeah.
It's a motion detector.
Motion detector. Oh, okay. Yeah, motion detector. Thank you. We've got a few of them laying around in the room with him, and they started going off. And there's no one in there but Pete. And they're not facing him. They're facing away from Pete. So
yeah, you definitely got to try a sensory deprivation session.
I don't know whether I do.
2021.
I don't know whether I do have
new experience for you. But, I mean, and that's the thing. That's what's the great experience about you guys on the Night Watches is that, you know, you're raw, you're real, you see the meters, the gear you use. I mean, you use some very up-to-date technical gear that has made this journey a lot better than it was 50 years ago.
A lot of the stuff we use is just everyday items, but, you know, you talk to some people and they think you're walking into these places with proton packs on, you know.
Hollywood, what have you done?
Yeah, that's right, and the big marshmallow man's about to come.
Exactly, yeah. But no, we go in with, we try to use a lot of everyday items because a lot of people you know, you bought that from a paranormal place, you know, like the shops that sell things, right. Like that, you know, and it's all rigged up. So, like, I went to Bunnings and I bought this motion sensor out. An owl. Yeah. It cost me like $15 or whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And we call him Owen. So basically, we'll put Owen in the corner and bang, he goes off. You know, when no one's in the room, he'll go off. It's like we had him facing the wall, right? And there was about, what would you say, about 20 centimetres between him and the wall.
Oh, if that.
So you've got to break the beam. It's a one single beam, like an infrared beam. You've got to break it for him to activate. Well, we're in, at the last video we done, we were outside, we shut the door and I had him facing the wall and he went off.
Many mozzies in the room?
No.
No. No bugs. No.
But then on the flip side of that too, we've also got our music box, which is a paranormal device. We've got our night vision cam. We've got the K2 meter, the spirit box.
Thermal camera.
The mixture of both keeps everyone happy.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the important thing. We want our subscribers to enjoy what we do, you know, so they can go out and get these everyday items, set it up, and experience this stuff for themselves.
Mm. Exactly right. Yeah.
Or not go and buy it. I may be happy with it.
I wonder if the Zinc family, is anyone there, could give you some leads, or maybe they've experienced something themselves. Barb's actually given us a call. Morning, Barb.
Good morning. How are you going?
Excellent.
Good.
Good.
Awesome. No, I just wanted to add, you're talking about Kingston House, and the story goes that it was actually a doctor's residence, because you said about the guy wearing a coat. Yeah, so it was a doctor's residence, and there was a funny thing where he had an affair or something with...
Wow.
Yeah, and he took his own life, and he was found in that residence there at Kingston House. So that's probably who you saw.
Yeah, that actually does sound like that could be what it was that I saw. Yeah, definitely. Well, we on the video, we did mention that it was a doctor's surgery and... But yes, no, that makes sense. That could have been exactly what I did see.
How do you know the history, Barb? Are you involved there at all?
No. Dined there many times. And I think they do have, when you go there to have a meal, they actually have the history, the lovely history of the place there. And it's all very, very interesting.
Ali, you need a meal there.
Well, I tell you what, you could potentially get a free checkup.
Who knows?
Yes. Thank you, Barb. That's fantastic. What do you got for us, Phil?
Yeah, mate, I was just wondering about the boys. Are they allowed in the hospital?
Actually, it's Pete, mate. How are you going, Phil? It's a really hard process to get into a hospital. Reason being, it's a government-owned facility. Now, because of the laws with trespass and stuff like that, if we don't get permission to go into a premises, then we don't do it. But there are a couple of places here that are in old historical homes, like, what's that one, Dan?
We went up to Sunny Bray.
Yeah, Sunny Bray. That's an old...
maternity hospital.
Yeah, back in the wartime.
Yeah,
so
wartime.
We do places like that, but it's really hard to get into hospitals here in Queensland.
Have you got a hospital you want them to look at, Phil, there?
Yeah, mate, the Royal Brisbane.
Okay.
I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, I've heard a few stories too, but the hard block, Pete said, unfortunately, it's very hard because, one, it's still running. It's still an active hospital.
Mm.
And two is... it's one of those things. There's a lot of a procedure to get through. You know, you got to go from through the board and then the directors. It's a lot of people you got to sort of push through to get it done.
And let's be honest. If you're in the cardiac A ward you don't exactly want to see two guys running around going, there's a ghost.
Yeah. No, good on you, Phil. Thanks for the update on that. That's something Phil's always been keen on, you're getting down to the Royal Women's Hospital. But, yeah, this is what people don't appreciate. You just don't knock up at the door and say, hey, can I come into your house and check the basement out?
Long procedure. Yeah. Like, one video can take, I'd say, 2 months from beginning to end.
Yeah.
So the first part of the process is that either myself or M contacts the owner of a premises. Then we're communicating with them for a few weeks, send an email off if they want us to come in and film. And then from there, we right up until that night before we film, I make the last call just to make everything's sure it's okay to go and finalise. And then from there, we film the video. And then from there, it goes to Dan. Mm. And then he could take him up to a week to edit the video.
So basically, to do a 40-minute episode or half an hour, whatever it is, it could take me 2 to 3 days full-time editing that.
Because it's like your full-time career, and even though you guys are holding down jobs as well.
Yeah, so. Holding down the job as well. Yeah, I work in the security industry, so I'm doing that. And
have you found schoolies?
Yeah, actually, it's very interesting. Actually, had someone recognise me at a shift last night.
So have you had heaps of people contacting you guys and saying, come and look at this? We've had it start to grow.
Yeah.
The occasional. The one thing I find interesting is that as we're growing and getting bigger, people are starting to really open up and say, here, come here, we've got this for you. Or here's a couple of locations, maybe you want to try and get them. So it's really an interesting procedure to watch, because a lot of people jump on YouTube, oh yeah, press play, that's it. But they don't see everything that we do behind scenes to get into it.
I was just going to say, are people sometimes embarrassed to suggest that they think that,
A lot of people are, actually. It's like this taboo subject that they like, well, do I say it? Because a lot of people don't want to admit whether they believe. So it's one of those things, you either do or you don't, you know.
Perfect example of that. The last video we just uploaded yesterday, I think it was, Dan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Irina, she's got a home up in Gympie, and she goes, oh, I wanted to get you boys up. So we went up, did the investigation, and the activity there was phenomenal. So go check that video out. But when we were leaving, she goes, thanks, guys. At least it goes to show that I'm not crazy. So people have that thought.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Yep.
We've got all that. I'm going to put all that video information up on our Facebook so people can see the links to the Night Watchers Paranormal Group. Boys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Barb and Phil, for giving us some leads and giving us some history. But, yeah, all I can say is get involved with you guys on YouTube, become subscribers, and you'll find all the background information that is just involved. All right, Ali, thank you, Al. It's been great. It's been a great week.
The old heart's racing a little bit.